You are listening to the audio production of From Ordinary to Extraordinary by John MacArthur, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Milton Bagby. Experience an extraordinary relationship with God. Have you ever wondered what the people in the Bible were really like? What their relationship with God looked like? Have you wondered if you could know God in the same way? In the pages that follow, John MacArthur gives you a daily look at some Bible heroes drawn from his best-selling books, 12 Ordinary Men and 12 Extraordinary Women. Starting with an overview of how God interacts with his people, the section titled From Ordinary to Extraordinary, and then continuing with the Bible characters, this devotional gives you a unique opportunity to discover some secrets of their faith. As you read, the name at the bottom of each page reminds you which character you are studying. Additionally, title pages throughout let you know what characters you will encounter in the weeks ahead. God longs for your daily work with Him to go from ordinary to extraordinary. Our prayer is that your day-by-day visit with these exceptional Bible characters will inspire you and show you how. January 1st, Ordinary People, John chapter 6, verses 67 and 68. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." All but a few would not accept the words of Jesus. Among those who stayed with Christ were the 12, whom he had personally selected and appointed to represent him. They were perfectly ordinary, unexceptional men. But Christ chose to work through the instrumentality of those few fallible individuals, rather than advance his agenda through mob force, military might, personal popularity, or a public relations campaign. From a human perspective, the future of the church and the long-term success of the gospel depended on the faithfulness of that handful of disciples. There was no plan B if they failed. His plan has not changed after two millennia. He still calls perfectly ordinary, unexceptional people to represent him in the world. If you have received his gift of eternal life, you too have been called. What is your answer?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?